Hello, hello. I am calling from National Opinion Service. We are conducting a National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I'm just conducting this opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So let me ask you, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote? You wouldn't vote, you said?
I will vote.
Oh, you will? Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. What is your age, sir?
What's that?
Yeah. What is your age?
What was the question?
Yep, I'm just wondering about your age. That's it.
Oh, 80.
You said 80, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
What's that?
What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Afro-American.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Donald Trump as a former president. Will you say that you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman? Thank you. What about Joe Biden as president?
Strongly approve.
Thank you, sir. And what about Sherrod Brown as senator?
Strongly approve.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person or institution. If you have not heard of that person or are unfamiliar with the institution, just let me know. So, Donald Trump, are you very favorable about him, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Understood. Thank you. What do you think about Republicans in Congress? Will you say you are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. What about First Energy?
What's that?
The First Energy Institution. Would you say you are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what do you think about Derek Merrin?
Who is that?
Oh, if you don't know him, that's okay, so don't worry. Okay, thank you. So, and what do you think about Democrats in Congress?
Very favorable.
Okay, thanks for letting me know. Now, what do you think about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you, sir. And what do you think about Marcy Kaptur?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Understood. Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or any other candidate?
Mike Biden.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, now, if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were the Republican Bernie Moreno and the Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. Now, is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin?
What was that?
Yep, let me repeat the question. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin?
I don't know, yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Now, let me read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. It says the following. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now that I read this to you, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
I will vote for Kaptur.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about the Republican Derek Merrin. After I read each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference in your opinion. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for him, or you don't think it's true, please let me know. So, one of the statements is the following. In the state legislature, Derek Merrin saw the extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmaker offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Will you say that this statement makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference at all, or more likely to vote for him?
More likely not to vote for him.
Okay. Thank you. Now, the next statement says the following. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merrin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merrin's corruption. Will you say this statement makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference at all?
Unlikely to vote for.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Almost there, by the way. Thank you for your time. I'm just doing this as quickly as I can. So, next statement says, Derek Merrin wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merrin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishful to death. Merrin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Would you say this makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference at all, more likely, or you don't think this is
more likely to vote for him?
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Okay, the next one says the following. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature votes to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merrin votes no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat votes to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merrin even votes no on that. Would you say that much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
More likely to vote for.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Again, this is just for quality. I'm just reading the statements. Just please let me know your opinion. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interest, Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end mandatory live-by testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would you say this is much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
I'd like to vote for him.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And one more. In the state legislature, Derek Merrin support anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merrin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. Would you say this makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
More likely to vote for him.
Okay. Thank you for that, sir. Now, based on the statements you just heard, what is the best reason for you to vote against Republican Derek Merrin, or would you still vote for him, Merrin?
I would not vote for both Merrin.
Okay. Thank you. So, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds, you know. So, I will ask one more time. If the general elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay. Thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merrin?
What's that?
What would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merrin?
What would I say? I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, I'm just going to ask you some general background questions. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I had 2 years of college.
Okay. Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted in the past, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity, sir?
What's that?
Yep. How important is politics to your personal identity?
Important. Very important.
Okay. Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat Biden.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, that will be all. Thank you so much for your time, sir. I truly hope you do have a good day, okay?
And you too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.